Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Jones, and today I want to talk about how to effectively manage stress when you're a student of any age. That's right, you can be stressed out as a student whether you're in K-12 school, college, you may be an adult learner going back to school after having been out of school for a long time. So I wanted to help you as you think about, you know, taking tests. In some places you may have had midterms and you're looking at the results and you're stressed out about it and you know you have finals coming up. So I just want to kind of give you the things that I found that work. So first thing is to think about, what is your stress management plan? What are the things that you're going to do to actually manage your stress? And I think it's important to write them down, not just to think them out in your head, but actually put it on paper so you can see what your strategy is going to be, what's going to move you forward, what's going to enable you to be successful as you make an overall goal to manage your stress. And so in writing it down, what are the causes of your stress? Actually write down the specific things. It might be family issues. It might be a certain instructor. It might be the fact that you feel as though you're always running out of time or you're always late with things. So what are the additional items that are going on in your life that are causing the stress? And because I think identifying them helps you to be more clear on where it's coming from, as opposed to, you know, kind of sitting around and just being tired all the time and just being frustrated all the time, but not identifying the causes of your experiences on a daily basis that are causing you stress. So identification is a key in writing it down, because I believe firmly that those who write down their goals are more likely to accomplish their goals. So if it's your goal to reduce your stress, then you need to write it down so you can see and then begin to work on it strategically. And then you want to develop a plan to eliminate the stressors. What are the things that you can automatically eliminate? Some of the things are smaller items that are causing you stress, and it's easy to eliminate them. So you actually kind of, you know, at the beginning of the week, say, these are some of the things that I'm going to eliminate from my life or that are taking up my time that are causing these stressors. And you could be, again, a K-12 student, a high school student, you could be a college student. Some of us are taking specific courses. Maybe you're taking a Bible course, or you're taking you're in a club where it's causing you to have a lot of activity. You might be in a sorority or fraternity. So all these things may be additional stressors in your life. And finding out what is your plan for eliminating specifically those things that are causing you stress to move on. And I will say this, a lot of times people feel guilty about eliminating certain stressors or people at a given time. And so in terms of self-care, sometimes you just need to move forward from those situations. And the things that are in your best interest is what you need to do, because again, the blessing is that there's only one of you. And so you want to take care of yourself by developing this plan to eliminate those specific stresses. One of the ways that you can also benefit yourself is by including an exercise plan to reduce your stress. So if you're the person that hasn't exercised in a long time, start off slow. Don't go so hard that you'll give up within a week, but start off slow. Maybe it's 10 minutes for 3 days, 4 days a week of exercise to get you started is what you need. And then kind of build from there to include that on a regular basis. And then each month you might want to add a little more time, maybe add 5 more minutes until you get to 30 minutes. 30 minutes is the key, they say. Then at least 3 days of 30 minutes of exercise is a great way to reduce stress. I think that's not too overwhelming for myself. I get up in the morning and I try to do all my exercises in the morning so that I'm not thinking about in the middle of the day, well, have I done it or not? I'm getting it out of the way. It's refreshing me in the morning. It's getting my blood flowing. Again, I also wake up and I drink warm water. They say that warm water reinvigorates your system. So, you know, that's something that I do. I do that with lemon. I add some apple cider vinegar to that and I'm ready to go. So you do what's best for you, but I think it's important to again, drink some water, get some water into your system in the morning. So you're moving forward, you're now exercising, you're eliminating some of your stressors. You might need to seek counseling. Counseling might be necessary for you to sit down with a person that's a professional to help you walk you through some of the stressors, to help you identify some of the stressors. Maybe you're even having a difficulty identifying what they are. And I'll say this, don't let your pride get in the way of going to see a counselor. These are professionals. These are people who are trained. They understand the underlying things that might be happening in your life, and they can bring those things up in a safe environment, and they can keep it in between you and the counselor. That's one thing that I will say about counselors. They are trained to know to keep things confidential. So I think that that's a good approach as well, to have someone there that can guide you along the way and help you with the overall plan that you're developing. And then you also need to reduce your stress, manage your time well. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and some of us try to make it a 36-hour day and do everything in that one day. And stretch out your goals and stretch out how you're going to accomplish them, and stretch out the specific items in your goals that you want to accomplish as far as studying and organizing and planning for your courses. You know, some people are full-time studying, some people are working and studying. I know the challenge of that because as I pursued my doctorate degree, I was working full-time, I had a brand new child, and taking classes. So I can understand how that can feel. But managing your time well, I think, is the key, or was the key to my success as I went on that journey. Then have the importance of managing your stress also involves having good study habits. And that means, you know, making sure that you prepare for every class, that you're reading the textbook before you go to class, that you're meeting with your professor or your teacher, getting information from them. You might even want to have study groups that you're working with. So implementing, you know, review of your notes and making sure you're asking questions. So all those things that will help you to be effective in studying. And of course, I've written the book, 7 Secrets of How to Study, at drjonesbooks.com. That's drjonesbooks.com. drjonesbooks.com has been really vital in helping a lot of schools get these resources for their students. And also, it's a book that will give you good study habits if you're just a student taking classes. So definitely take advantage of that. Identify when you become stressed out the most. Like, there are certain people that one stress for another person doesn't cause the same stress for you. So know what is your specific stressor. What are the things that are in your life that are causing it? It could be something in someone else's life that is not important to them. So that's another thing. I guess when you talk to a person, they say, well, don't be stressed out about that. Well, that person may not be stressed out about it, but you are. And so you want to manage what's happening in your life and eliminate those things that are causing you the stress. Another thing is getting sufficient rest. When you're not getting enough sleep at night, then it can affect you as far as stress, your ability to respond to situations, the ability to think clearly. And sometimes you have to build in a nap during the day to do that, whether it's, let's say you're working, it could be at lunchtime, or if you're a student, maybe when you come home from classes, take a quick nap and then get up and do your work. But the more that you take care of your sleep, the better that you will perform overall. And as I'm talking to students all the time, that's one of my questions that I ask them. What time are you going to bed? What time are you getting sleep? So it is something that's really important to monitor with yourself. And talk it out with a friend. You know, they may be going in the same class as you, and it's important to talk it out with a friend. And so you're having that conversation, you're talking about how they study the specific subject, and then there may be ideas that you share that each of you didn't think about. So having that person that you know is doing well in the classes as a resource can help you and can show you different ways to approach problems, different ways to understand what you're reading. So that's, I think, important as well. You know, find some of the best students in the class to connect with. And certainly, I will say, make sure that you pray or meditate. that's another good way to revitalize you, in not only physically but in your spirit as a person. Praying and meditating and thinking on the good things, not spending your time focused on the bad things, can also enable you to have, you know, an ability to move out some of the stress. And just letting, you know, and praying, letting God know that, you know, you're challenged with these situations, but, you know, you expect that there's going to be a blessing that you can move forward in it. Another thing to do is to get out of the environment that's causing the stress. So it may be, you know, a situation with a roommate. It may be a situation with, you know, a coworker or whatever it might be. Get your, you know, find ways to get away from that situation. For some of us, it may be, yes, we need to leave a specific job because the job is causing us too much stress. And so, and then finding ways throughout the week to get in good environments that cause you to be really motivated, good with good people, that will encourage you and build you up and have high expectations for you. And calling those people can, you know, I do that often when I think of a person. I also will call them to encourage them, and by encouraging them, I get encouraged. So that's another way to definitely work on yourself. And then procrastinating. If you are procrastinating, and many of us belong to that club, you know, make sure that you're eliminating those things that you're procrastinating on, and start getting them done. Procrastinating won't end the requirement for the class, whether it's a research paper, or whether it's a test or a quiz. Procrastinating is not gonna end that. And I found recently a lot of students who procrastinate in getting ready for the test and then don't do well, fall further behind because they just feel stressed out about the class. So being ahead of the schedule, being prepared, and getting things done really will reduce your stress. Meet with your professors, get tutoring. I think those are good things. You can get help and not feel confused when you go to the next test or next quiz. Make time in your schedule. Even if they say you can meet with them virtual, meet with them virtually to get your questions answered. These are the strategies that work. So having a plan, managing your time, eliminating the things in your life that are causing you stress, having a prepared study habits, a meeting with your professors and tutors when, you know, not at the exam time specifically, but before the exam time, well before that, so you know and you're clear on strategies to be successful in that class. And then expect success. You have to be the one who, in your own life, believes that you can be more successful and that you will be able to eliminate the stressors that are affecting you. You have to be the one that's really organizing and planning the things that you need to do to make sure that stress is at a lower level. And you can have a more joyous and prosperous time in all of your courses by having a plan and following it. So I hope this has been helpful. This is Dr. Stephen Jones, and you can reach me on my website at drjonesbooks.com, DRJONES. BOKS.com. I'd love to come out to your school or work with your students or get my books into hands of your students on study habits. I think they're important. Also, you can reach me at my email at stephenjones@rcn.com. And you certainly can give me a call at 610-842-3843. Thank you very much.